Now, the government says that more than 26 million Britons have now received their first coronavirus vaccine dose. That's half the adult population of the UK. On Saturday, more than 844,000 people were vaccinated, the highest total in a single day. Nick Beeching is the Emeritus Professor of Tropical and Infectious Diseases at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. A very good morning to you, Nick.
Morning, Paul.
The figures seem to suggest that everything's progressing well, don't they?
I think it's fantastic. So that's more than half of all adults already vaccinated, and they're looking to get everybody over 50 by the middle of April, and still on track to do that, which I think is a wonderful achievement.
Just how much impact is this having on getting the R rate down and reducing the number of infections?
I think it's doing two things. First of all, it's protecting people who are vulnerable from getting really ill or from dying, and that's the first priority. But obviously, the more and more people are immune, the less transmission there will be, and rates of transmission are coming down nicely, and hopefully will come down further. But there is still virus about, and we do have to remember that, despite all this good news.
Yes, you may not have seen this already, but just released, actually, we've just had the results of trials of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine in the United States. 79% effective against stopping symptoms of COVID, 100% effective at stopping people falling seriously ill. I don't suppose you can argue with that, really. Is that better than you would have hoped for, really?
That's very good news, because we had rather mixed news from the first studies that were done. And I think the Americans have been very keen to see the results of the trial done in their area. And this really supports what most of us have felt, that the vaccine's really pretty good. And that backs it up.
Yeah, we've heard that the government tell us that the vaccination program is going to slow down during April, but it won't alter the roadmap, as they call it. But what effect could it have, especially as we see shops starting to open, businesses starting to open again, us going out for maybe a bite to eat or a drink and meeting other households? What impact is that going to have?
Well, hopefully it won't make any difference, because although, as you say, it's slowing down, they're actually ahead of their previous schedule. And so any slowdown will just bring us back to the original schedule, which would fit with the lockdown map. I think my only slight concern is that about a third of the areas around the UK, rates are going up a little bit. And it's just the fact that the virus is still there. You know, we're still having over 5,000 new cases a day in the UK. And as we ease the lockdown, which I'm as desperate for as everybody else, we just need to watch very carefully to see that rates don't go up. But as more and more people get vaccinated, you know, hopefully it won't go up.
And what about this row over supply from the EU? Are you worried about that? Because in some of the papers today, they're saying the rollout could be delayed even further if the EU pushes ahead with its threats of an export ban.
Well, my understanding is we've got batches of vaccine coming from other places in the next month or so. So hopefully it won't. And I think this whole political situation is dreadful. I'm much more worried about the fact that countries in Europe have been ignoring their own advisory agency, the European Medicines Agency, which we used to be in charge of. And politicians are making decisions about vaccine that are undermining everybody's to be vaccinated. And some countries in Europe, people are pretty wary of vaccines anyway. And things are getting worse in many countries in Europe. And, of course, that could rebound on us, and especially on holidays. It means there's more risk of infections coming back in from Europe. So that, to me, is much more of a worry than possible effects on our local supplies.
Would you say it's a little too soon to be starting to plan for your summer holidays at the moment?
I think the official advice is not to. I think you should plan, but not book. But I think everybody's a little wary of whether we are really going to get away to Europe. It's certainly an early summer, and I think that's probably iffy. But if things continue to get worse in Europe, it may not be possible to go there and come back without quarantining, for example.
I know the worry. I know there is concern that we tend to, you know, where Europe gets a sort of wave of this, we get it about 2 weeks afterwards. But that's not inevitable, is it?
No, it's not. And we have to remember that a very large number of people have had vaccine now. But we do need to make sure we have adequate controls on people coming back from any area where there's a lot of virus. And that does remain a bit of a worry.
What about, we're so used now, aren't we, Nick, to wearing face coverings, you know, to not shaking hands or hugging people, all that kind of thing. The head of immunisation at Public Health England, Dr. Mary Ramsey, has said that people may need to wear face coverings for several years before a return to normality. What do you make of that?
I think it's true. I think things are going to change. The virus is going to be around, and I think we're going to look much more like it does in the Far East. A lot more people wearing masks in close contact. And I think she's right, and I think Chris Whitty has said the same sort of thing. The virus is going to be there in the background for the next few years. Not large amounts of it, hopefully, but we'll have to continue social measures, but hopefully not as restrictive as we have now.
So same with social distancing then, which surely makes, you know, events still very problematic, doesn't it? I'm talking about, you know, whether it be a football match or a concert or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I think there will be reliable, rapid, cheap tests that we can do quickly before going to things. And I think where people are going to be close together a lot, it may be that we have to resort to that sort of thing, as well as social distancing measures. But we'll have to see how that evolves. I mean, overall, I'm optimistic for the future, and I'm hoping things won't be miserable this coming winter. And, of course, all these measures like masks and social distancing prevent us from getting other things like flu. I'm not sure I've heard of a case of flu in the last year. It's fantastic.
Is that because all the flu is being recorded as COVID, though, do you think? I mean, that's one theory I've heard.
No, it's just that the laboratories have not detected influenza. They're looking for it. It's just not being transmitted. It shows us that COVID is more infectious than flu because that's happening. You know, that still happened despite social measures, but flu has disappeared from everywhere at the moment. That doesn't mean it won't come back again and we don't need to get the jabs, but all the things we're doing to prevent COVID are having other beneficial effects as well.
And you know, as we mentioned there about Europe and the fact that, you know, a lot of countries are seeing cases increase, some of them are introducing partial lockdowns, really. I know France, certain regions have entered lockdown, haven't they? Also, I think the situation in Germany, lockdown has been extended until March the 28th there. Do these partial lockdowns work, in your opinion? Because it's something we've had it in this country, haven't we, where we did the tier system. Are they the way forward or not?
Well, it seems to be the only thing we can do. I mean, they're so far behind in vaccinating in Germany and Italy and so on. That's all they can do, resort to the lockdowns, and that's what we've been doing for the last year. The thing that we all know is it just gets incredibly confusing as the rules change all the time. And the longer this goes on, the less people want to do it. They say, well, we did it really well the first time, and second time round, people are reluctantly doing it. But actually, it's all they can do. And I think it is a warning to us that, as you say, there are several large countries in Europe that are going into partial or possibly, you know, much more complete lockdowns in the next couple of weeks. And that could happen to us if we relax too much too early.
Great speaking with you, as always, Nick. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That is Nick